Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I spent the summer before my third year of seminary getting ready to lead Vacation Bible School at my second internship parish at Trinity Episcopal Church in New Haven, Connecticut. Vacation Bible School, for those who don't know, entails a week-long day camp for about 30 kids from the neighborhood, led by yours truly, with the help of four volunteers from the church. It was 5 days full of stories and arts and crafts activities and songs, and the preparation had me stressed. I opened the plastic bucket that contained the curriculum that we'd bought and tried to wrap my head around the list of supplies. Each of the 5 days, there were 3 or 4 different activities to do, with instructions like, for this activity, you'll just need a pair of scissors, some colored yarn, cotton balls, 6 soda bottle caps, the horn of a unicorn, and a heart-shaped balloon. Just dividing everything up into the relevant categories felt like a gargantuan task. Here are the things every human being has, like scissors. Here are the things we can easily buy. Here are the things no one makes that we'll have to substitute. I remember standing in a Michael's parking lot on the hottest day of July, with the sun beating down on the asphalt, as I stood frozen in place, completely overwhelmed by trying to keep track of all these little details. Let me tell you, it was a brutally hot summer, as my wife Alice could attest, because while I was stressing out about Vacation Bible School, she was 6 months pregnant with our first and only child. Now, over the years since that day, I have become a wise and self-aware person, and humble, and I know now what I didn't quite know yet then. I was feeling a lot of stress, but it wasn't really about Vacation Bible School. There was something bigger going on in my life that summer that I was trying to prepare for, and it was a change for which, no matter how carefully you shop for strollers and try to organize a nursery, nothing can ever really prepare you. That's why I have always found the titles of the What to Expect When You're Expecting series particularly funny. Sometimes it feels like the only useful advice I've gotten in life, let alone as a parent, is to expect the unexpected. And that certainly would have been good advice for these disciples as they gathered on that Pentecost day long ago, because they were expecting something too. It's not for nothing that we sometimes call Pentecost the birthday of the church. It marks the arrival in the world of a person who's going to change the disciples' lives in ways that they never could have imagined and lead them to grow in ways that they desperately need. Not a child, in this case, but the Holy Spirit of God. And make no mistake, they are expecting this Spirit to come. Jesus had told them when he was still with them before his death that they should be expecting someone else, that he would be going away, but that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, would come. And he had told them just before he ascended into heaven that they should wait down here because the Holy Spirit would come upon them and they would receive power and they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus told them that he couldn't tell them exactly when these things would take place, but he gave them a sense of what it would mean. The Holy Spirit would be another advocate, he says, just like he had been their advocate. It would be a Spirit of truth who would teach them everything and remind them of all that he had said to them. And this description of the Holy Spirit sounds like a kind of ghostly Jesus 2.0, a form of the same teacher they knew, there to remind them of what he'd taught them and to lead them toward the truth. I picture the spectral form of Obi-Wan Kenobi who appears to reinforce the messages he had given to his Padawan during his life. I don't think that they were quite expecting this. a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and divided tongues as of fire resting on their heads, and the sudden eruption of speech in other tongues. They're amazed, and they're perplexed, and these things are so unexpected that the skeptics think they're drunk, although it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It's not what they're expecting at all, but the Holy Spirit acts in unexpected ways. It doesn't only remind them of what Jesus had said, it leads them to live those teachings out. The very first thing that they do after Peter's sermon here is to sell everything that they have and to share their money with those who are in need. And the Holy Spirit doesn't only lead them into the truth in an inward, spiritual way, it sends them out into the world to share the good news of what God has done for them. And lest we forget what the substance of that is, it is the most unexpected message of all, that Jesus, who had died, had risen from the dead, and that there is something for us on the other side of the worst that we can imagine. What happened on Pentecost wasn't what they had come to expect, but maybe that's only because they hadn't yet learned to expect the unexpected. So today is a big day for St. John's Church. We're celebrating several different things. The baptism of Charlotte Da Silva Connors after 6 months in this world, almost seven, right? A farewell to our seminarian, Michael Fenn, after 2 years serving at this church. A ribbon cutting for the work to restore our garden, carrying on the legacy of generations in a place that's been an urban oasis for 80-something years now, and carrying it forward into the future. And each of these moments is special, but it's just one moment in a much longer journey. A journey for Ella and Ryan into parenthood in all its messiness and beauty. A journey for Charlotte into a life of learning as the Holy Spirit helps her grow into the vows that her parents and godparents will make today on her behalf. A journey into ministry for Michael as he continues to grow in the knowledge of God and of himself, and as he continues to share the amazing gifts that he's offered to all of us in 2 years here with so many more people over the rest of his life. And it's a journey for our own church toward our vision of the future, even as we celebrate the dreams of the generations before us. Each one of us in this room, I suspect, is on our own individual journey as well, somewhere along that road of life, in ways that intersect and overlap with one another, but are each subtly different. These journeys all follow different paths, and yet, in the most important ways, they share something of the same character, because if we want to be ready to receive the Spirit of truth that Jesus promises us, we do need to expect the unexpected. Vacation Bible School went fine, by the way. It turns out you don't need to prepare for every detail on your own, even if that is your personality, and that the 4 experienced grandparents and Sunday school teachers who'd signed up to help me were perfectly capable of adapting the supply lists for the activities. The week was full of crises, but none of them were the ones I could have imagined or planned for. And it was also full of joy and beauty that I'd been much too distracted to look forward to in advance. It was also full of coffee. It turns out coffee helps with that many elementary schoolers around. And I suspect that's true for all our paths through life. Not the coffee part so much. There are crises that we never could have imagined or prepared for, and joys that we never anticipated. And there is a God who loves us, who's there to comfort us and inspire us through it all, to send the Holy Spirit to remind us of this again and again and again and again and again when we need it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus says, and do not let them be afraid. And it's not bad advice. Not because nothing bad will ever happen in this life, that there's nothing that we need to be worried about, but simply because the greatest joys and sorrows of life are rarely the ones we've had time to worry about in advance. They're the ones that show up as unexpected as a sudden wind or a tongue of fire. and we simply can't imagine they would be there. But a God who loves us beyond our imagining is there as well, promising to lead us into all truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.